Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 24th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week has been Muscular Dystrophy Week here at Camp Courageous, and wow, what a week it's been. I'd like to give you the opportunity to listen to a couple of the leaders from the Muscular Dystrophy Association talk about their week at Camp Courageous.
I'm Alicia Dobez, the Vice President of Community Engagement for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My name is Amaris Sanchez. I'm a recreation specialist for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
I have visited a lot of camp facilities across the country, and this facility is pretty incredible. The accessibility considerations, the amount of programming that is offered with campers with medical needs in mind, pretty amazing. There are so many options here for campers.
I've been doing camp for a while, and I think the most impressive thing about Camp Courageous is that absolutely anything I could imagine a summer camp could look like is available and already adapted and accessible for all people with all needs regardless, and that's pretty impressive.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association camp program serves campers ages 8 to 17, and for many of them, this is their biggest opportunity in the year to get away from home and spend time outside and try many of these things. A lot of them don't have the opportunity to get in a swimming pool easily or visit a friend's home that may not have a ramp.
I personally always like to remind parents that the first year is the hardest for parents. So it is hard for them to let go and understand that we are here to offer them as good or better experience that they'd be willing to. We were even better, right? So we think out of the box, and things that maybe parents were told initially that their kids couldn't do, we make that happen at camp, and it's easier after that.
I think for parents, seeing the change in their children is really impactful as well. They don't know the impact of camp until their camper has gone through the week at camp. They'll be a little hesitant for that experience away from home and not knowing what they're doing all day and not providing their care. I think that's a big piece for parents too. They're used to being the ones that are, you know, hands-on providing all of the care. So trusting someone else to do that for your child is a big thing. But seeing the change in their children when they pick them up, that they're excited, that they've had new adventures, that they kind of see the world a little bit differently, quite honestly, that's really impactful too. So I think just the change that they see without us even saying anything really speaks to the magic of camp.
Thank you. One of the things I always point out about Muscular Dystrophy Week is that it's in a community like Monticello, Cascade. There's probably one young person with muscular dystrophy in each community, and those individuals are mainstreamed into our school system. It's a wonderful place that we are these days. But it's also nice that this 1 week out of the year, those individuals with muscular dystrophy, and it could be, it's dozens and dozens and dozens of them that come from all over that enjoy a week together at Camp Courageous where they are able to share their situations with muscular dystrophy. It's a great week, and we look forward to it every year. Our travel campers headed over to Gurnee, Illinois for Six Flags, had a super time over there. Camp Courageous this past week hosted a number of special friends. It was a treat for Camp Courageous to have the folks from Systems Unlimited, headquartered in Iowa City, stop by the camp this past week and take a tour. We had a great visit. Systems Unlimited is one of our largest suppliers of campers here at Camp Courageous. Just a wonderful group, and it was also a thrill to have their new CEO, Mona Kenyon, come as part of that group. Had a great visit, and we always enjoy their campers. Also, a big huge thank you to former Franklin County Sheriff Larry Richmeyer from Latimer, Iowa, for making the long drive down to camp to bring a number of woodcrafted items that are handed out during Lions Visually Impaired Week each year. This is a tradition that goes back to Larry's dad, Dutch, who made these items for the campers. Great to see Larry. Also, a big thank you to our friend Craig Neese from Burlington, Iowa. Craig used to be our editor and chief here at the Monticello Express. He invited camp to come down and give a program to the Burlington Kiwanis. Wonderful group, great supporters for years and years. Also had the opportunity to give a program to the Good Sams. They were meeting in the Amanas, and a wonderful group that have been involved with the camp. Next week, we're looking forward to Jim Tyson from the Tyson Stores to come out and visit the camp. Super supporter of the camp for decades. This past week, we had fundraisers. FUEL Iowa had their annual golf outing. It was taking place at Finkbein Golf Course in Iowa City. It was sold out. It was a great day. Good to see old friends and meet a lot of new friends. Wonderful organization, started supporting the camp in 1981 and been supporting the camp ever since. Received a nice check from the Mechanicsville Lions Club. It was bittersweet. After 77 years, they have decided to disband. We wish them all the best. A lot of them are going to other clubs, but they've been involved in helping camp for years. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Grasso, is doing a super job. They are open now year-round. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Today at 1 o'clock, we're having a special, huge reception for them here at Camp Courageous with tours and zipline rides and all kinds of things. So we're looking forward to them being here at camp. You can round up your purchases during the month of June at Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa. A big thank you to those folks who have been supporting the camp for years. One item for the week that we're looking for during this time of the year, we got a lot of sunburn going on. So the purchase of sunscreen, in particular the spray-on, is a wonderful donation to camp. And lastly, Camp Courageous is saddened by the recent passing of Virginia Stutzman, 83, of Iowa City. Virginia, along with her husband Ron, sons Scott and Mark, have been longtime supporters and friends of Camp Courageous. She was just one of the most wonderful ladies. She brought new groups into Camp Courageous, like the Sharon Center United Methodist Church, Eastern Star PEO, 4-H, and the list goes on and on. So our sympathy goes out to the Stutzman family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.